Chimes Radio, original podcast.
Tom, Tit Tot. Written by Flora Annie Steele. Once upon a time, there was a woman who lived along with her daughter. She baked 5 pies. But when they came out of the oven, they were overbaked, and the crust was far too hard to eat. So, she said to her daughter, "Daughter, please put these pies onto the shelf and leave them there a while. Surely, they'll come again in time." By that, you know, she meant that they would become softer. But the daughter said to herself, "If mother says the pies will come again, why I shouldn't eat these now? They would anyway come again." So, having good and young teeth, she set to work and ate the lot. First and last. Now, when supper time came, the woman said to her daughter, "Go and get one of the pies. They are sure to have come again by now." Then the girl went and looked. But of course, there was nothing but the empty dishes. So, back she came and said, "No, mother, they haven't come again." "Not one of them?" asked the mother, taken aback like. "Not even one of them," says the daughter, quite confident. "Well," says the mother, "come again or not come again, I will have one of the pies for my supper." "But you can't," says the daughter. "How can you if they haven't come? And they haven't as sure." "But I can," says the mother, getting angry. "Go you at once, child, and bring me the best of them. My teeth must just tackle it." "Best or worst is all one," answered the daughter, quite sulky, "for I have ate the lot, so you can't have one till it comes again." Well, the mother, she bounced up to see. But half an eye told her there was nothing save the empty dishes. So, having no supper, she sat down on the doorstep and, bringing out her distaff, began to spin. And as she span, she sang. "My daughter had 5 pies today. My daughter had ate 5 pies today." For she was quite irritated and astonished. Now, the king of that country happened to be coming down the street, and he heard the song going on and on, but could not quite make out the words. So, he stopped his horse and asked, "What is that you are singing, my good woman?" The mother, though horrified at her daughter's appetite, did not want other folk, leastwise the king, to know about it. So, she sang instead, "My daughter has spun 5 muslins today."
"5 muslins?" cried the king. "I never heard of anyone who could do that. Look you here, I have been searching for a maiden to wife, and your daughter, who can spin 5 muslins a day, is the very one for me. Only, mind you, though for 11 months of the year, she shall be queen indeed, and have all she likes to eat, all the gowns she likes to get, all the company she likes to keep, and everything her heart desires. In the 12th month, she must set to work and spin 5 muslins a day, and if she does not, she must die. Come, is it a bargain?"
So, the mother agreed. She thought, what a grand marriage it was for her daughter. And as for the 5 muslins, time enough to bother about them when the year came around. The king would have forgotten all about it by then. Anyhow, her daughter would be queen for 11 months. So, they were married. And for 11 months, the bride was as happy as she could be. She had everything she liked to eat, and all the gowns she liked to get, all the company she cared to keep, and everything her heart desired. And her husband, the king, was as kind as he could be. But in the 10th month, she began to think of those 5 muslins and wonder if the king remembered. And in the 11th month, she began to dream about them as well. But never a word did the king, her husband, say about them. So, she hoped he had forgotten. But on the very last day of the 11th month, the king, her husband, led her into a room she had never set her eyes on before. It had one window, and there was nothing in it but a stool and a spinning wheel.
"Now, my dear," he said quite kind-like, "you will be shut in here tomorrow morning with some fiber, And if by evening you have not spun 5 muslins, you will spend rest of your life in prison."
Well, she was fair frightened, for she had always been such a thoughtless girl that she had never learned to spin at all. So, what she was to do on the morrow, she could not tell. For, see you, she had no one to help her. For, of course, now she was queen, her mother didn't live near her. So, she just locked the door of her room, sat down on a stool, and cried and cried and cried, until her pretty eyes were all red. Now, as she sat sobbing and crying, she heard a black magician little noise at the bottom of the door. At first, she thought it was a mouse. Then she thought it must be something knocking. So, she opened the door, and what did she see? A small, little, black magician-like thing with a long tail that whisked round and round ever so fast. "What are you crying for?" said that thing, making a bow and twirling its tail so fast that she could scarcely see it. "What's that to you?" said she, shrinking a bit, for that thing was very black magician-like. "Don't look at my tail if you are frightened," says that, smirking. "Look at my toes. Aren't they beautiful?" And sure enough, that had on buckled shoes with high heels and big bows. Ever so smart. So, she kind of forgot about the tail and wasn't so frightened. And when he asked her again why she was crying, she said,
"It won't do any good if I do."
"You don't know that," says he, twirling its tail faster and faster, and sticking out its toes. "Come, tell me, there's a good girl." "Well," says she, "it can't do any harm if it doesn't do well." So, she dried her pretty eyes and told he all about the pies and the muslins and everything from first to last. And then that little black thing nearly burst with laughing.
"If that is all, it's easy mended," it says. "I'll come to your window every morning, take the fiber, and bring it back spun into 5 muslins at night. Come, shall it be a bargain?" Now she, for all she was so thoughtless, asked, "But what is your pay?"
"I will give you 3 guesses every night to guess my name. And if you haven't guessed it before the month is up, why," said that black thing, "you shall be mine, my beauty." 3 guesses every night for a whole month. She felt sure she would be able for so much, and there was no other way out. So, she just said, "Yes, I agree." Well, the very next day, her husband led her to the strange room again. And there was the day's food, and a spinning wheel, and a great bundle of fiber.
"There you are, my dear," says he, as polite as polite. "And remember, if there are not 5 whole muslins tonight, you will spend rest of your life in prison."
At that she began to tremble, and after he had gone away and locked the door, she was just thinking of a good cry, when she heard a black magician knocking at the window. She upped at once and opened it, and sure enough, there was the small little black thing sitting on the window ledge, dangling its beautiful toes and twirling its tail so that you could scarcely see it.
"Good morning, my beauty," said he. "Come, hand over the fiber. Sharp, there's a good girl."
So she gave him the fiber and shut the window, and you may be sure ate her victuals, for, as you know, she had a good appetite. And the king, her husband, had promised to give her everything she liked to eat. So she ate to her heart's content. And when evening came and she heard that black magician knocking at the window again, she upped and opened it, and there was the small little black thing with 5 spun muslins on his arm. And it twirled its tail faster than ever, and stuck out its beautiful toes, and bowed and smirked and gave her the 5 muslins. Then he said,
"And now, my beauty, what is my name?" And she answered quite easy-like, "That is Bill?" "No, it ain't," says he, and twirled its tail. "Then that is Ned," says she. "No, it ain't," says he, and twirled its tail faster.
"Well," says she, a bit more thoughtful, "that is Mark."
"No, it ain't," says he,
and laughs and laughs and laughs, and twirls its tail so as you couldn't see it, as away he flew. When the king, her husband, came in, he was fine and pleased to see the 5 muslins all ready for him, for he was fond of his pretty wife. I hope all the other days will pass as happily. Then he said goodnight and locked the door and left her. But next morning they brought her fresh fiber and even more delicious foods. And the small little black thing came knocking at the window and stuck out its beautiful toes and twirled its tail faster and faster and took away the bundle of fiber and brought it back, all spun into 5 muslins by evening. Then she made her guess 3 times what his name was, but she could not guess right. And he laughed and laughed and laughed as he flew away. Now every morning and evening the same thing happened. And every evening she had her 3 guesses. But she never guessed right. And every day the small little black thing laughed louder and louder and smirked more and more and looked at her malicious out of the corners of its eyes until she began to get frightened and instead of eating all the fine foods left for her, spent the day in trying to think of names to say. But she never hit upon the right one. So it came to the last day of the month, but one. And when the small little black thing arrived in the evening, with the 5 muslins of fiber already spun, it could hardly say for smirking. "Ain't you got my name yet?" So says she, for she had been reading her Bible. "Is that Nicodemus?" "No, it ain't," says he, and twirled its tail faster than you could see. "Is that Samuel?" says she, all of a flutter. "No, it ain't, my beauty," chuckles he, looking malicious. "Well, is that Methuselah?" says she, inclined to cry. Then he just fixes her with eyes like a coal of fire and says, "No, it ain't that neither. So there is only tomorrow night, and then you'll be mine, my beauty." And away the small little black thing flew, its tail twirling and whisking so fast that you couldn't see it. Well, she felt so bad she couldn't even cry. But she heard the king, her husband, coming to the door. So she made bold to be cheerful and tried to smile when he said, "Well done, wife. 5 muslins again. I shall not send you to prison, my dear. Of that I'm quite sure. So let us enjoy ourselves." Then he bade the servants bring supper and a stool for him to sit beside his queen, and down they sat, lover-like, side by side. But the poor queen could eat nothing. She could not forget the small little black thing, and the king hadn't eaten but a mouthful or two, when he began to laugh, and he laughed so long, and so loud, that at last the poor queen, all careless as she was, said, "Why do you laugh so?" "At something I saw today, my love," says the king. "I was out a-hunting, and by chance, I came to a place I had never been in before. It was in forests, and there was an old chalk pit there. And out of the chalk pit, there came a black magician kind of a sort of a humming-bumming noise. So, I got off my hobby to see what made it, and went quite to the edge of the pit, and looked down. And what do you think I saw? The funniest, smallest little black magician-like thing you ever set eyes upon. And it had a little spinning wheel, and it was spinning away for dear life, but the wheel didn't go so fast as its tail. And that span round and round. You never saw the like. And its little feet had buckled shoes and bows on them, and they went up and down in a desperate hurry. And all the time, that small little black thing kept bumming and booming away at these words. Name me not. Who'll guess it's Tom Tit Tot?" Well, when she heard these words, the queen nearly jumped out of joy, but she managed to say nothing, but ate her supper quite comfortably. And she said no word when next morning the small little black thing came for the fiber, though it looked so gleeful that she could hardly help laughing, knowing she had got the better of it. And when night came and she heard that knocking against the window panes, she put on a worried face and opened the window slowly, as if she was afraid. But that thing was as bold as brass and came right inside, grinning from ear to ear. And oh my goodness, how his tail was twirling and whisking. "Well, my beauty," says he, giving her the 5 muslins already spun, "what's my name?" Then she put down her lip and says, tearful like, "Is that Solomon?" "No, it ain't," laughs he. And the small little black thing came further into the room. So she tried again, and this time she seemed hardly able to speak for fright.
"Well, Is that Zebedee?
She says.
No, it ain't,
cried he, full of glee. And it came quite close and stretched out its little black hands to her. And, uh-oh, its tail.
Take time, my beauty,
says he, sort of jeering-like. And its small little black eyes seemed to eat her up. Take time. Remember, next guess and you're mine. Well, she backed just a wee bit from it, and for it was just horrible to look at. But then she laughed out and pointed her finger at it and said, name me not. Your name is Tom Tit Tot. And you never heard such a shriek as that small little black thing gave out. Its tail dropped down straight, its feet all crumpled up, and away he flew into the dark. And she never saw it no more. And she lived happily ever after with her husband, the king.